Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Another Friday. God is so good. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God call to pray. Prayer first. Amen. Hallelujah. I am so delighted that you was able to join me this morning in this mid-morning tea break. It's tea time with Jesus. Hallelujah. Just kind of feel away and get with a nice hot cup of tea, especially if you're in a place where it is chilly, and a nice cup of warm tea, soothing to the soul. Hallelujah. And Jesus, Yeshua, is soothing to the complete body, the totality of us, body, mind, and soul. And to just take a few moments out of our busy day, and I know this is a hectic time for so many of us, but just stop and just sit back and inhale and say, ooh, Lord, I love you and I thank you. Hallelujah. I gotta do this. Got to go here. But just stop and say, Lord, I thank you. It's a good day. And I glorify you. And things could be turning upside down, but you just slip away. Throw your hands up to heaven. Bless the living God. Hallelujah. I bless your name, Almighty God. I thank you for this moment in time. And for allowing me to have this moment to come into your whole, your holy presence. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for knowing that I can come to you. And all the stress, all anxiety, all the rushing, all the hustle and bustle, I can just stop, freeze in time, and look to you, the author and the finisher of me, of my faith, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is in control of everything. I can just stop and say, wait a minute. Hallelujah. God got everything in control. Now, Father, how am I to handle this and how am I to handle that? What am I to say? Fill my mouth with words. Yes, I prayed this morning, but just this moment here is just a wonderful, soothing break time. I know you want to spend time with me, and I want to spend time with you. It's an encouragement. Form a stronger relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, we can get so caught up in a whirlwind, and from the time we got up until this hour, we could be so torn apart. The traffic, the this, the that. But just stop and realize God got it all. He directs our path. He's a shield for us. He provides. And we just need to just stop and think and thank him for all that he's doing. So I chose because I love tea. And I thought about it. God gave this to me in the early 90s. I didn't know what to do with tea time with Jesus. I thought about writing a book. I thought about journaling. I thought about a page on Facebook. And then the Lord revealed to me to take this time and just talk with his people and to encourage you to spend some time and form a stronger relationship with your God. Hallelujah. How do you do that? A lot of times we're not sure, if we just tell the truth, how God feels about us, how we feel about God, what we know about him that is true, and how much does he really care about you. We do have those thoughts, and they come. But God wants to reassure us. So as we seek him, and we seek him with all our heart, we will find him. If we take time out for him, we will begin to understand just how precious we are in his sight, that he really does care. Even when there are hard places. And a dear friend of mine, she said to me, she said, Sister Lee, you know, God's will must be done. Glory, hallelujah. God's will must be done. And we need the strength to really accept his will. He's not Santa Claus, my brothers and my sisters. Whatever you think you want, you just go out there and shake. And there's no formula for that. God wants us to live a life that represents his kingdom on this earth. And we don't mind coming to him and just asking him some questions. You could take, and as I read sometimes for us during our sessions, and a question comes up, write it down, and then get your cup of tea and just meditate and ask God to speak to you, give you understanding on this. Give you understanding, whatever it is. But the break is taking a morning break. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Father, we come this morning thanking you for a mind to want to be in your presence. Thanking you for warning us to be in your presence. Thank you for your loving arms around us, protecting us, shielding us, and covering us. Thank you for guiding us in the path of righteousness. Thanking you for giving us understanding of your word and just what you want and expect from us. Thanking you for giving us a heart to want to seek you and find you, to know you as our personal Lord and Savior, that we can sit very comfortably and have a cup of tea with our very good friend. And then mindful of whatever you tell us, that we write it down and you give us understanding and clarity. Father, we thank you for the closeness. We thank you for perfecting all the things that concern us. We thank you that we know that you're in the middle of every situation and that you're in control. And we thank you for giving us peace that passes all understanding. Joy, 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 joy. We thank you. And we thank you as we go about this time and season that man has set aside to celebrate the birth, precious gift, the gift that is to bring us back into right relationship with you, the gift of eternal life. Glory be to your name. Gift to walk in holiness and righteousness. We thank you for the gift of our Lord and Savior. Jesus, we just adore you. And we thank you. But we know that you're interceding on our behalf. Thank you for forgiving us for all unrighteousness. Thank you for how you cleanse us and make us right according to your will and according to your way. Thank you for strengthening us day by day. Thank you for daily wisdom. Thank you for knowledge and understanding how we are to walk in this earth to bring glory to your name. And it is in the name of Jesus, the Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen. God is so good. I have a wonderful scripture, and we've been reading it so many times. And this scripture, really think about it. I know you're busy, but think about it. Just think about 2 Chronicles 7:14. Think about it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. There's a responsibility, and God gives us the strength, the knowledge, and the wisdom as to how to operate, how to do what, how to speak, how to talk to those that are hard. But listen to this. If he has told us to do it, we can do it. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, ponder that, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, not the Son of Man, but his people, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It seems like the buck stops with us. Even though we're in our busy, busy season, you can get frustrated. You have a choice. You can get aggravated. You can lose your temper. But guess what? You have the living God in you. This earth is not your home. So you can walk boldly, bold enough not to be controlled or manipulated into reverting back to the old man. Having the power and the authority to walk holy. And how is that? Not walking according to the way of the world. You don't lose your temper. You don't let things and people aggravate you and touch your nerves. No, that's giving too much power. When you are the one who set the tone. When you walk into a room, you make the difference. You've repented. You've turned from your wicked ways. The mind of Christ is now you, what you have and how you operate. Think about it. You have joy. You have the peace of God that passes all understanding. You couldn't get this or you got that. You have the peace of God that will influence and impact people, that they will look at you and say, there's something about you. You're not like the rest. What is it? Then you can glorify your God. You can tell them about your God. You don't have to sing. You don't have to wear the big signs. Let your walk, let your conversation conversation, your action speak loud for you. This season, there may be disappointments, and there may not be disappointments. You may be so happy you're about to bust, but you still walk humbly. You still walk boldly. You don't slip and slide because everything is going so well or so good. Mm-mm. You give God the glory in everything. You're kind. You're not snubbish. You're not boastful. You're grateful. Hallelujah. You're a blessing and you bless. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so, so good. So as you sip on your tea, I'm drinking Jasmine Pearl. And it's very good. As you sip on your tea and you think about that, I can make a difference. I make a difference. I don't put my hands on my hips and twirl my head. No, I'm above that. No. I make a difference because the living God, hallelujah, lives in me. Hallelujah. I am his child. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And he knows the way that I take. He's in control. He's in charge. Hallelujah. He knew what would take place this day. And he's already made the necessary provision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. There is none like our God. And our God, my brothers and sisters, is God. He is the absolute power. He is the only true and living God. Besides him, there is none other. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is impossible for him. What comes to mind is what the Hebrew boy said. O King, our God is able to deliver us, but if he doesn't, he's still able and we won't bow down. See, a lot of times when things go bad, we'll bow down. We lift our hands to heaven and glorify the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are our brother's keeper. So when we find a brother or a sister that is going through, we lift them up before God and we encourage them. It's a wonderful day. It's an awesome day. And when I realize that I have the capacity to make a difference in this earth. I have the power and I've been given the authority to make a difference in this earth. So I thank God for guiding me and directing me and ordering my steps that I can glorify him. Let's be kind to those that we meet, that they may see our Father who's in heaven, the maker and creator of all. He said all souls are mine, so they can see him. We may meet someone that's stressful or just anything, and your very presence can make a difference. So when you sip on your tea and you think about how you can make a difference and how God has already made a difference for you, that should give you joy. That should give you peace. That should encourage your spirit. And I don't know. Yesterday, I shared on Facebook a song just when I was going through something. And my sister, she told me about this song and told me to listen to it. And it was, Jesus said, you can lean on me and I won't let you fall. We can trust him. And Jesus, we thank you. Now, I'll say Yeshua, and I'll talk about why I call him Yeshua. And I'll say Jesus, talking about the same person. I just came to a revelation about his name. So I don't mean to be confusing. I just like to say his name, Yeshua. And I have called on the name of Jesus at some very, very, very tough times in my life. And he has answered me when I said Jesus. So I'm not knocking it. It's just that I learned what his name is. And I just call him by that name. Jesus is what we were taught, and he heard our cry. Amen. So I'm not knocking, I'm not saying, but it's just that I just love when you learn something, I just like to call him Yeshua. Hallelujah. Honor him. I like for people to call me by my name. And I know there are people who mean well. My name is Margaret, and many have tried to call me Peggy. It just didn't work. I have a dear friend in the Lord, and her name is Peggy, and she's a wonderful person. And I don't think she wants me to call her Margaret. But nevertheless, he's God. He answers when I called him by Jesus. So I'm not saying it to be confusing. It's just what I love to do. I found his name. I understood it, and I call it. But you call him Jesus, he answers. Amen. Lose friendship over that. I just pray, too, that you all I'll be with you on Tuesday. But I pray that you have a wonderful church service. And that you remember, really remember what it's all about. And I pray that God, as you seek God, that he will lead you and guide you into truth, his word is true. And if you have a study Bible, you have maps. You have between writing, very informative writing, between the Testament. Read it. Just read. We usually pass it and we go from Malachi and then we'll go over to Matthew. But don't skip that, what you see in the middle. It will connect a lot of dots. And it can answer a lot of questions for you. Look at the map. Study the maps. The maps are good. It's the Bible. It's showing you so much and so many questions that you may have can be answered if you take the time to just curl up and really read the Bible from cover to cover. And ask the Holy Ghost to lead you and guide you and direct you. And as I was about to say, I know that we'll be on Christmas morning. And I know, but I want you, when you're at church and or whatever day that you worship, that you really stop, inhale, and take it in. And the church is where believers come together to worship the Almighty God. Set your heart and your mind to worship Him, to render to Him what is His. And He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of our trust. And He's worthy of our obedience. Don't get so hung up in things that we forget, about what is really important. The next thing I like to do is to encourage you while you're pondering, you're in the presence of the Lord in your tea time. Ask God, what is it that He wants you to do? Ask Him to lead you and guide you. I care if you're 80 years old. There's something in your heart, 90 years old, that you have been wanting to do, and you feel that God wanted you to do it, but for some reason it just never got done. And if you're one of those persons who said, if I know then what I know now, I could do it. But guess what? You're breathing. You're inhaling. And you know now what you didn't know then. I'll leave it at that. When we think about that our God allowed a 90-year-old woman to have a baby, that our God spoke the world into existence, our God said, let there be, and nothing can resist Him. When He has placed something in our heart to do, guess what? He's given us the power, the knowledge, the wisdom to do it if we stay close to Him. Nothing is impossible for them that believe. Our God is great, good. Nothing is too hard for Him. He's awesome. He's incomprehensible. He's beyond. He's great, mighty, majesty on high. What? The great creator? The only true and living God, what? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Our closing scripture is Numbers 6:24. Read, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Go in love. This is Pastor Margaret Lee thanking you for our time to allow me to spend with you and Jesus, our special guest. I pray that something has been said to encourage you and encourage you to be about your Father's business and to know without a shadow of doubt you are loved by the Most High God. Hey, somebody will say, yes, you are loved by the Most High God. And there is nothing too hard for Him. And you are the branch. Our Savior is divine. Hallelujah.
What flows in him flows in you. Hallelujah. Stay close to the vine. Hallelujah. And you will bear much fruit. Jesus' name. Love you. God bless.